Would you possibly have a bumper sticker on your car which would say, as for me, I'd rather be hunting and fishing?
Well, I've gotten very interested in conservation. When I'd be out traveling or something like that, I could always find time that seemed like to go visit with somebody or talk with somebody in conservation work or head of a wildlife department or something like that. It's been kind of a secret passion for these many, many years. And the more interested I got in it, the more I became convinced that this country has, whether we want to admit it or not, a real environmental problem. Our culture was based on consumption, not conservation. Until really about 1970, there wasn't much thought given to caring for the resources. In the book, I talk about we always felt like the land ought to take care of us. We didn't need to take care of the land. That was our credo. That was our ethic. Well, as I began to think about ethics and ethics being that's the way it is because we say it's going to be that way. My land and I can do with it what I want to. Strong ethic in the middle western part of the country. The old Puritan ethic of the land is hostile and must be subdued. Then you get into the people that say, well, you can manage it for the benefit of the most people. And then there are people that say you can't manage it. You've got to have national force and set it to one side. There are 10 different ethics, including what I call the Bambi ethic, which says you shouldn't kill or harvest anything. And we have no real conservation ethic in this country. And I don't know what's going to happen to it. We're going through it right now. We tell people it's okay right now. We're telling them, go out and plow some more. Plow it all up. Plow up all the land that had been set aside as grassland. Because that's what Mama Nature intended it to be. So it's a challenge. It's really and truly a challenge. And I wrote this book for the guy sitting in the duck blind. Not the guy who manufactured the shotgun, but I wrote it for the everyday guy. To this point in time, it's gotten pretty good reviews in the scientific community. They've accepted the premises that I make in the book. I don't know how it'll do. I've got 2 states, Oklahoma and Wyoming, that have inquired about the possibility, what would the price be, et cetera, if the book were to become kind of the standard textbook for high school students and college students, which if that could happen, it would be wonderful.
The book, Grassroots Ecology. The mindset, though, of, I don't know if the masses, but it's out there today to preserve the land is much more than it was back in the 60s and 70s. Would you agree?
In some quarters, that's true. I think the subject of care of our natural resources tends to be attractive to what I would call the elite people or the well-educated people or the people that can afford to take care of the land. The people that are still trying to grubstake a living off the land, they don't have those feelings. They don't share those feelings, and unfortunately, they are the majority of the people.
So as we sit here in 2009, you think our land's in jeopardy?
Yes. Yep. And I think what Al Gore said, and they've laughed at Al Gore, but I think someday he'll laugh because the inconvenient truth, that book that he wrote is well-based. It's already happening. And you hear more about the scientists that say, there's no question, the polar bears right now, we're worried about the polar bears because their ice is melting. They don't have anything to walk around on anymore. Okay. Now the big brouhaha is about plowing up all the grasslands in South Dakota, North Dakota, not so much Nebraska, but Kansas, South Dakota, North Dakota, to some extent here in Oklahoma.
And they're plowing them up for?
They're plowing them up to plant crops because they think they can sell the crops for ethanol.
And that probably will not go anywhere.
I don't think so.
Ethanol's not going to be a source.
I think the long-range solution to our energy problem is solar power.
What about wind?
And wind power. And we go right back taking care of our natural resources.
Yeah.